Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Grammas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harvey Haddix. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Walls reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Grandma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook takes first base on ball four. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. Neiman throws to second to catch Hook, and Banks lets the ball get by him into the outfield. That's an error on Banks. Hook moves to third. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenant hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Wisenant reaches second base with a double. Grammas moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Dark reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilko is called out on strikes. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to third. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grammas. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Grammas steals second. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. Haddix bunts towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Grammas moves to third. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Wysenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysenant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wysenant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann is called out on strikes. One out. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-2 in the game. Bilko hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Wysenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Wysenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gramas hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. Haddix takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Haddix moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wisenant hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Wisenant reaches second base with a double. Haddix scores. Temple goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Reds. Don Elston now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wisenant scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Eddie Mixes pinch runs for Frank Robinson. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston fires to first and has Mixes trapped. There's the throw to Banks, who tags Mixes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes now playing left field. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-3 in the game. Bilko hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hoke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Don Elston. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Haddix, and towards Temple, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman takes first base on ball four. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haddix moves to second. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Wisenant hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-0, Reds. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 4 in the game. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Mixes moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy McMillan now playing shortstop. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Banks reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.